This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Because we got a great event, man. That event, Woody, is, you know, your family's going to be out there. Dolphins Cancer Challenge, 15th annual. And, boy, this thing.
It's going to be nice tomorrow. You want the weather? It's going to be high of 74, low of 63.
Good.
That's good. That's good running weather.
That's good. Well, walking, running for some.
Or biking.
Cycling.
That's a long ride, by the way. I saw the map that Gabby's going to be doing.
She's like 99 miles. Where'd she say she's going? It's Dade, Broward,
it's
Palm
like,
Beach.
Yeah, I think
they're going
like
all the way up
Key West to Fort Lauderdale or something.
Come on.
I know. There's a huge square around South Florida.
Oh, no. 99 miles. A lot of miles.
That's, well, like what, a 90 minute drive?
Yeah, but the people that are doing
Depending on who's driving.
I'm guessing they are, like, first of all, in really good shape. And they probably do a lot of cycling, right? On the weekends, they go, what, 60, 70 miles or something, probably.
Well, they have those e-bikes now, right? Those electronic bikes?
I tried one of those last year, but apparently I didn't turn it on because it was hard to...
You didn't turn it on?
Still hard, and the guy told me when I got back, he goes, hey, dumbass, you didn't use it.
So you used an electronic bike?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're essentially, you're the Lance Armstrong of that event.
Why would you put me with him? We're doing so well.
I would rather you told me you were blood doping than using an electronic
blood
bike.
Doping.
Why don't you ride a motorcycle while you're at it?
Well, you still got a pedal on this thing. It didn't have an engine on it.
You're the Lance Armstrong of the cycling challenge.
Don't worry, I got to walk, and there's nothing like you walk. Good. You got to walk. All right, Jerky.
Well, you got your. Worry. You'll have your Hokas on.
I have my, I will, and I'll have my family with me. I got to tell you, it's gonna be fun. We got everybody coming out, and there's gonna be a lot of people. We're just talking about. I'm guessing with the concert, it's gonna be Third Eye Blind. It's gotta probably they're gonna perform. I think at 2 o'clock, a little earlier, right around 2 o'clock. But I'm guessing, man, there might be 8, 9, 10,000 people at this this event. Now, I've been known to exaggerate a little bit, but tell you what, it's going to be a big, big fundraiser, one of the biggest in the country, Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer. It's just getting better and better for people who have been through it and had to use it, and it's just a first-class place, great doctors. So it starts tomorrow morning at Hard Rock with cycling to running to walking. I mean, they literally got something for everybody. You can just come out if you want, and but you needed to sign up. So the only thing I think they have left now, so I don't get in trouble with all the people, is over there working this event. I think you can still sign up to go to the concert part for Third Eye Blind. But everything else is, yeah, you got a lot of fundraising and everything. But they closed her down on everything else. All right, so we got a lot more stuff still here this morning as we continue on here. We got treated to something special. We can debate that the injury problems and all that, but it was fun. And I know one of our guys is injured, and hopefully it's not a serious injury with Matthew Tkachuk not playing that much last night. But man, they stuck a nice event in there, stuck it right in the middle. Obviously, next year the Winter Olympics. And probably after those two, because that thing's going to be crazy next year for the Winter Olympics, it's going to be a letdown if they go back to that normal format of just the All-Star game. That'll be another big dud. I got to tell you, though, Woody, I keep saying this, and I know we beat baseball up too, especially down here and not spending money and prospects. And I hear the owner now saying, we're going to surprise people. We're going to surprise a lot of people. And
yeah, no, they're not. I don't think so.
I don't either. I don't think.
I think people's expectations are right in line with what they're going to be.
Yes, I would agree with
now,
you.
Now, with that said, bravo to the marketing department there. I think they do a fantastic job.
They do a great job.
I've embraced the Marlins for what they are.
And I want to say this. I think their All-Star game and the Home Run Derby and stuff, great.
Apparently the Marlins got to spend another $20-something million dollars at least.
To get to the minimum?
Why don't they just like hand it out to the fans on opening day?
So
you just divide it up equally.
No one can tell me that it's good for baseball. It just can't. And I've listened to everybody, and they've used examples of the Tampa Bay Rays before I say this. You can't tell me that it's good that the Dodgers, and by the way, I want to give the Dodgers credit because they got their act together as far as their minor league and drafting. They do a great job there too. But to be able to go out every year and spend money and get that lineup and that pitching staff they have this year, And they spent a ton of money, and some of the other teams are complaining a little bit. Mets obviously spend a lot of money. Yankees still spend a lot of money. But you got some of these teams, and I still believe it starts with your minor league system. You got to develop. I don't care. Like the draft and everything else, you got to draft well and develop well. It's got to start with that. It's got to start with that with the Marlins who have been talking about it. Usually they trade them away. We went through that thing where we had good prospects and we traded them away to get guys for try to make a run and, you know, at wherever you were at the time to try to make the playoffs and stuff. But I got to tell you, the free agent spending between the bottom and the top,
I wish you would stop doing this, really. So Marlins, by the way, so apparently 85% of their players are on a minimum league minimum contract. They need to spend
Sandy Alcantara, I feel like, isn't he like, he's like half the payroll.
Well, I'll be shocked they don't trade him by the second week of the season, but
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Well,
not that early, but yeah, he's probably going to. He probably you've read everything. He's probably, if he pitches well, going to get traded. The better he pitches, the more prospects we get.
Yeah, we get a bunch of prospects that no one's ever heard of. And we'll have to read Barry's column to tell us.
Yeah, but they're all that way. That's all our prospects. We don't know anything about them except the guys that got called up a little bit at the end of last year.
Whatever, bro. The beer at Beer Fest tastes good. Who cares?
Well, that's good.
It's not getting any better, so
that's
why don't you just
come on and say the beer's great. The beer's cold.
They will never, never compete with the other, these other teams you're talking about. Never.
Well, they're not even going to have a chance till they develop their minor league system.
That's okay.
They will not have a chance till they get this draft thing figured out, and I don't mean with arms. We feel good about our arms. They always feel good about their arms. We got to hit on some everyday players and get that thing figured out. Infield, outfield, we got to find. Other teams are finding them. You got to find them. You got to get some of those guys. All right.
Keep hope alive, man.
Keep hope alive.
Yeah, there you go.
Keep hope alive.
You've done this every year since I've known you. This same talk. We just run it back every year. You say the same thing.
Well, I'm not a Dodger. I'm a Dodger hater to start with.
Okay. I know you are. You're a Giant fan.
And by the way, guys want to go there, and why not? They get to play on a great team. They got like eight pitchers that can start. They're loaded. Loaded. They got two Japanese pitchers that everybody wanted. Crazy. All right. I'm not bitching.
They're coming to town if you're...
I know.
I'm so excited.
I know
to see
you
them.
Went. You went. You got.
I love to see the Dodgers.
You got to see Ohtani.
It was great.
Had one of the great games.
Yeah.
Got to see
the 50-50 game along with a few hundred of his friends and family that went to the game.
All right. You know what? You're a little feisty right now. You really are. You're coming a little hungover. I don't get into your life at night.
Stop.
What you do? And you're hurting a little bit in the early hour. No, I've done it.
I know you've done it.
I have done it. I've come in here really hurting, but you got to show up, and you did show up today. I knew right away something was wrong. I knew when I saw you walk in here, and Monte and I were talking, something's not right. Something's not right with him.
Well, I could have Jimmy Butler'd you, but I'm a hockey player.
You know, that was the last time. That was one of the – I almost lost my job.
Which one? You don't have to do this.
No, drinking too much. And I got out at between four and five in the morning. I got dropped off at the radio station.
Well, you went straight in?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I don't want to say who I was with.
Who are you with?
I got out, said goodbye, and I waited for the driver of the car to leave. I threw up. Puked everywhere. Sat for a second, made sure everything was done, went in, started drinking as much caffeine as I could. And so when the bosses came in, the guy, who is this? And I go, it was me. And I was hurting, man.
Oh, they saw the puke in the parking lot.
It was everywhere. Yeah, there was just a long line of from the car, literally right outside the car, right to the door.
Which building was this?
This is the old building.
Before the one.
Yeah, this
in
before we hit
Miami Gardens.
Yeah, before Miami Gardens.
And so how'd you do it during the show?
So they called me in. I thought I was okay.
You thought you were okay.
But anyway, they called me in and they said, if this ever happens again, we're going to fire you. And I go, I understand. Now, how'd you get here? I go, well, my friend dropped me off, but I don't want to say who my friend was.
How'd you get here?
I don't want to say who that guy was. I don't want to say who that guy was that was throwing touchdown passes the night before.
He must have gotten a real kick out of that.
Oh, man, that was a long night.
You're probably laughing the whole way home.
Oh, man. That's when I said I got to grow up. That was the night I said, Joe Rose, you got to grow up.
What was the other night? Didn't you puke in front of a bunch of your...
Oh, that was there around the clock. Yeah, that was there around the clock. They started drinking Johnny Walker Blue.
Your wife was there for that one, right?
She was, and she was
not happy.
Didn't talk to me for a few days. Had to pull over in a limo on that one, and I said, excuse me, can you pull over? And they go, oh, I go, no, you need to pull over right now. And we had three couples we had just met in the company, and they pulled over. Lenny, Big Daddy Lenny was there. Thank God Big Daddy was there. He'd seen it all. And I got out, and I didn't get one step outside the door. And there went the steak dinner. Real nice steak dinner. It was gone. And all it did was I looked up. I kind of looked up as I was bent over to see. And I could see my wife was so embarrassed that I got that drunk. So I don't drink anymore. That's it. Woody, I've cleaned it up because I just absolutely have embarrassed myself enough. I'm just being really honest about a couple of very embarrassing moments to my family.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.